sleep, sleep, go to sleep. Sleep, 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 go to sleep. Sleep, 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 go to sleep. Sleep, go to sleep.
Say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a woman to carry on, to think that one day her loved one's gone? You demand.
just a tiny grain of sand.
Tina Britt. I gotta wind it down. Tina Britt, man, she can, oh man, she's so great. But I gotta finish up the show. I gotta make room for, what's his face? You know, the old codger. He's probably bad-mouthing me already. I love you more than you'll ever know, Tina Britt. This heat, sleep from deceit. Joy Division from their first album, Unknown Pleasures, Interzone. Wire from a 2017 album, Silver Lead. This elevated period. Indeed, Wire. Joy Division at the beginning of the set from the second and last studio album by them, Atrocity Exhibition. That's it for me. I gotta say goodbye now. Make room for the codger. My name is Fabio. This is Freeform Radio WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County and online at WFMU.org. I'll see you next week. Take it easy. Bye.
Back on the radio, WFMU, and the show opened up with Stardust by Oscar Pettiford, great bassist and a band leader, and then Cab Calloway's Jungle Band did St. Louis Blues. Well, I just want to say to my listeners, welcome, or to those of you who don't speak English, Guten Klontorf. Now, I want to say an incident that happened I want to repeat to you, because I don't quite understand what this is about, but maybe some of you do. Some kid at WFMU came up to me and asked me if I wanted him to develop an old codger app. So I was waiting for him to finish his sentence. App. Yes, I said. So go on. And he didn't say anything. So I figured he was making a joke. You see, there's this word, aposiopesis. The first syllable is app. And it means the sudden breaking off in mid-sentence, as if the speaker were unwilling or unable to continue. So, by finishing, or not finishing, the sentence with the word app, which is not a word, it's a part of a word. Anyway, I laughed, because I got the joke. Then I realized, it wasn't a joke. This kid was serious. He repeated it, and he said, an app was something that you install on a phone. Now, I was certain this kid was pulling what someone once referred to as my leg. You see, I have a hand-crank telephone. My number, by the way, kid, same number since 1892. If you want to call me, my number is, get a pencil, 6. And I don't see how you can install anything on it. I mean, I once stuck a vote for Calvin Coolidge button on it, but it fell off and it rolled under the couch. Anyway, this kid would not give up. He said this app thing goes on a modern portable cell phone, and it would replicate my behavior virtually, whatever that means. Well, I said to this kid, I said, anything that replicates my behavior sounds kind of useless. And he said to me, exactly. Then we had a staring contest. After several minutes, neither of us said a word, and neither of us flinched. Then I blew cigar smoke in his face, and I won the staring contest. Anyway, I told this kid to speak to Lodabelle, my manager, and make an offer for the app. We accept cases of bourbon and boxes of fine cigars, and a rare ukulele Ike 78s in mint condition. Anyway, apropos of this vignette, here is a fine song on 70 RPM record on the old Kaja program on WFMU.
Istanbul, it's Constantinople, always Istanbul, not Constantinople, being a long time ago. But Constantinople, still dark is alive on the moonlight night. Every girl in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople, so if you have a date in Constantinople, she'll be wedding in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they change it, I can't say. People just like it better that way. Take me back to Constantinople, or you can go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's person by the Turks. Like it better that way. Take me back to Constantinople, or you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? Jets, nobody's blessed by the Turks. Istanbul, Istanbul, Istanbul. Thank you.
jump through. How I'd love to take orders from you. I know that rules were made for fools, that's one thing I have learned. But I'm going in for discipline wherever you're concerned. If you say kiss me, that's what I'll do. Cause I just love to take orders from you. No rules or regulations would I obey. Then I met you and I knew right away. If you're the captain, I'll be the crew. Cause I just love to take orders from you. You blow the bugle and I'll jump through. How I'd love to take orders from you. I know that rules were made for fools, that's one thing I have learned. But I'm going in for discipline wherever you're concerned. If you say kiss me, that's what I'll do. Cause I just love to take orders from you.
Any well-mannered squaw I respect, as does the law. But I will have no truck with a squaw who runs amok. Let my colleagues lose their heads over far from thoroughbreds. I am wed to my work, thus I never go berserk. The word is berserk, Your Honor, not berserk. I stand corrected, Mr. Clerk. The word is berserk, Your Honor, not berserk. Thus I never go. The law is my life, the law is my wife. For the law I was dated, to the law I am mated. You can show me the beauty of the fairest woman you ever saw. To her beauty, yes sir, I would always prefer the beauty. The beauty of the law. For so much I love the beauty of the law. The law, what a rank amateur that he should prefer the law. The law, the law is my life. The law is his wife. To the law I was mated. To the law he is mated. If a lady should write me quite the hottest letter you ever saw. To her letter, yes sir, I would always prefer the letter of the law. For so much I love the letter of the law. The law, what a blessing for her that he should prefer the law. The law!
come back to my bunker where I'm spinning records for you over the radio, WFMU. We heard five songs there. The first one was called Istanbul, Not Constantinople, by Renato Carasone. After that was Mildred Bailey and her swing band, which I'd love to take orders from you. Cole Porter sang a song he wrote called The Law. The Baby Dodge Trio, Baby Dodge is a great drummer, wasn't actually his trio there, it was just Baby Dodge. You heard Drum Improvisation, number two. And the great eight-fingered guitarist Django Reinhardt did Tears. This is, again, the Old Codger on WFMU, and I'm doing a radio show, and because it's a radio station listened to by the public, the station management has told me that I have to read public service announcements over the air during the show. Now, these public service announcements are scripted messages, which allegedly serve the public. These announcements are supposed to provide helpful information and advice on how you can be a better citizen. And I was told by the management, specifically in my case, that these scripts should be, quote, read in a sober voice with a measure of gravity that deviates from the irreverent and contentious tone of the Old Codger program, end quote. Yeah, that's what they wrote about me. So they gave me the script, and it says, please advise your listeners to wash your hands, don't touch your face, and be sure and wear a mask. That's what it says. Well, I'm not your mommy. If I was your mommy, I tell you, it's time to move out of my basement and get a job. This is a public service announcement. Stop staring at that goddamn phone with all your apps. Try making eye contact with other humans. And stop using the word like six times in every sentence. And here's another public service announcement. Get out of my yard, damn birds. And now, here is a commercial message because I have bills to pay. I consider this a public service announcement.
Groves emulsified nose drops will surprise you with the way they look and act. These nose drops are white and creamy. They don't look, taste, or smell like medicine, yet they are highly effective. That's because they are medically superior, because they stay up in the nose. Any child can understand that nose drops that stay up in the nose will do more good than nose drops that run right out. Impress this fact upon mother, and she will undoubtedly let you try these new type nose drops when you have a head cold or stuffed head. All drugstores sell Groves emulsified nose drops, and they're really more economical than the old-fashioned kind because you get more for your money and because you can use less. Ask mother to get a bottle today.
L'amour fait sa loi vainqueur, le temps s'enfuit, nul ne dort. Déjà c'est un lastre d'or, mais bientôt la combe devra finir. Les coteaux verront le soleil venir. Puis le jour, au monde dira bonjour. On voit la danse à grand bruit, reprend toujours pour la nuit. Yeah.
tenga con pato de pico, ¿eh?
Vamos, que vamos, muchachos.
Vamos a meter un pelado de ella. En la conga, la conga. Vamos a meter.
De la conga, yeah. Parti, diable est mort, lui parti, j'ai mis côté, côté molle, diable est lui, la conga, lui côté.
Kids with their spades and their pails on the beach while they lay gay old sea dogs each day. Tell them some salty tales. Flappers say what's coming to us, there's no villains to pursue us, and they call it the Isle of Man. Auntie murmurs it's disgusting, I'm quite willing yet I'm rusting, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's floor. There are crowds of lovely charmers dressed in father's beach pajamas, and they call it the Isle of Man. Sitting, looking lonely with their knitting, and they call it the Isle of Man. Those who murmur where we're game for go on minus what they came for, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. Outside bedroom doors of trippers, there's no boots beside the slippers, and they call it the Isle of Man.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Elodie, don't do that to me. Elodie went up to Sandy Grand and took my socks to the Opia man. Trying to walk Negro Mansion, me Papa Willie, don't do that to me. Cannot give me a fall, for I'm a man that was born with a call. I've come forth foremost in this world. You cannot harm me, you silly girl. You try to measure me in my sleep and give me all kinds of things to eat. Why must you work Negro Mansion me, Papa Willie? Don't do that to me. Whenever I see you, I get so vexed to think how you lie to your family, trying to disgrace me, Papa Willie. Elodie, you know that it isn't right to burn so much roots in the house at night, trying to work Negro Mansion me, Papa Willie. Don't do that to me. A black man make a child that is white. The prettiest blue eyes that was ever seen. That is the blood of a European. The child isn't mine, I told you before. I am an African descent, I'm sure. You trying to work Negro Mansion me, Papa Willie, don't do that to me. Thank you.
are listening to the Old Codger Radio Show on WFMU. And I'm the Old Codger. And we just played some pan music. We started that set with the La Quona Cuban Boys with Josephine Baker singing. And she sang La Conga Blicoli. After that was Lil Johnson. I keep saying Lil. It's Lil, L-I-L, Johnson. And she sang Come and Get It. The great George Formby took us on a tour of the Isle of Man. And the great old Calypsonian, good friend of mine, used to know him in New York, Wilmot Houdini, and he sang Don't Do That to Me. And we close out that set with Fabian Andre and his orchestra with El Conejo Flojo. Well, the Old Codger Show here on WFMU. WFMU calls itself a non-commercial station. Well, that is an ass-covering euphemism. What WFMU is a failed commercial station. And it's in denial about that. However, me, I am good at selling valuable airtime to sponsors. Well, and we're always on the lookout for new sponsors of the Old Codger Radio Show. My assistant, Lola Bell Pancake, handles client outreach. It's one of the many hats that she wears. All of them are worn on top of her fashionable radio hat, which Lola Bell says you can see in her picture on the internet. I've never looked there, but I'm sure it's a fine photograph of Lola Bell sporting her radio hat. She finds her sponsors, and all the products are tested by one of our support staff. That would be Jasper Quagnagel and Honey Bear Sweeney. Any product that receives a rating of C+ or higher meets our quality standards, and we will accept your paid sponsorship. Now, if your rating is below C+, we can discuss carefully calibrated product grade inflation, which can be done for a negotiable fee. Speak to our sales staff, who is Lola Bell. Anyway, Lola Bell has brought a new sponsor to the Old Codger Radio Hour today, and that sponsor is Reaper Toothpaste. That's right, Reaper Toothpaste. Reaper Toothpaste kills tooth decay. It murders plaque. It vanquishes yellowing. It sends gingivitis to the gallows. It will break the neck of bad breath. And it will give you a knock-em-dead smile. So, for that grim grin, use Reaper Toothpaste. Reaper, a division of Del Barton Industries. Available only at Dick Shot's Drugstore. Only. Reaper, we've been told, is having distribution problems. Seems the big chain stores are refusing to carry it until they change the advertising. They call it ghoulish and morbid. Well, that's their loss, because now that the Old Codger Show is running commercials for Reaper Toothpaste, demand for this fine product will only increase. Now, if I had used Reaper Toothpaste when I was growing up, I might not have needed these false teeth, or the ones before these, or the previous ones. Damn, my third set of dentures are older than you. Now, for years, I've been endorsing Sly Weasel Bourbon as the official drink of the Old Codger Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. It is my favorite beverage. You should try it on cereal. Anyway, we now welcome the folks at Sly Weasel Bourbon as another proud sponsor of the Old Codger Radio Hour. Yes, here is Gus Bodenheim to tell you about this fine product. Then we will go back to music.
There's a word you'll hear spoken by connoisseurs of fine spirits. Clench. It's that sudden, involuntary tightening of the muscles, stem to stern, anytime you hazard a gulp of Sly Weasel Bourbon. Some say it's the body's way of protecting itself from noxious or caustic substances, but you'll call it a thimbleful of euphoria. Only Sly Weasel starts with rain drainage off Mount Weasel. That's Mount Weasel with a Z, not Sly Weasel with an S. Different. We combine that rain drainage with barely legal corn for a mash so sour it'll ruin your long-awaited vacation. After distillation in the same alembics hammered at and patched over by many proud generations of whoever the hell makes this stuff, it goes in one end of a barrel and out the other, lickety-split. Bottled and corked and ready to make you feel the clench. Sly Weasel, with an S, not a Z.
It's a fact it is that we women folk are beating all you men. You get evidence of it every day. Now just look what we go through and the clever things that we do. And we surely have this to say. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? They fly the Atlantic while countries explore, where lions and tigers and savages roar. Then they faint dead away when they see a little mouse on the floor. Boys, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? I said, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? A man who's so old that he should take to his bed will try monkey glands and he'll get married instead. But we know who put the big idea in his head. You know who? Women, women, women. Aren't women grand? Though we like to think it to boast about man being supreme, still he's got to play second fiddle, no doubt. Though he's big and tall, maybe she is short and small, yet she can count him out. Oh, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? When baby is expected, you chuckle with glee and think how you'll dangle the kid on your knee. A girl or a boy you'd like, but she hands you three. No fooling. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? How kings have been conquered, the history books tell. For instance, Anne Boleyn, and also Sweet Nell. Surely you know Cleopatra and Sophie Tucker as well. I must say that we women are wonderful, boys. No fooling. Women are grand.
Far away from our home. Shady, where
have a tricky, wicky, wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like a you.
Well, that's going to wrap up today's show. We finished up with my beloved Sophie Tucker and Aren't Women Wonderful. Then the divine Ruth Edding and What Do We Do on a Dewey Day. Then the blessed Brock Sisters sang Tokyo Blues, great harmony they have. And then that vixen, Vaughn DeLeith, sang Ukulele Lady. I want to say special thanks to Gus Bodenheim, is Maxwell's kid brother. I'll talk about Max sometime. Flora Dix Hunvater, who refuses to touch Sly Weasel bourbon. She prefers Boll Weevil gin. Lola Bell Pancake, who handles the playlist and draws up the contracts with our fine sponsors. And finally, Red Butler. Actually, Red, thanks for nothing. And if you want to book me for personal appearances, contact Lola Bell. She's in the phone book. Her talent agency is called the International House of Pancake. It's on Route 22 in Union, New Jersey. She used to have one of the most illustrious client rosters in vaudeville. But today there's a very little call for her more illustrious clients because they're all dead. Anyway, I'll return next week with more blather and 78 RPM discs here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and on internet at WFMU.org. Goodbye.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White, making records, breaking records, never making records, listening to them, listening to stories, but never getting to the end. I have put together a story record for you. A lot of people tell me they have trouble sleeping, and when I had trouble sleeping as a young person, I would listen to story records. They were vinyl LPs, and they contained some sort of fairy tale read by somebody with a nice sonorous voice over a classical music bed. And my mother would put it on and she'd say, "Go to sleep to this, for God's sakes." And I would listen to it. And it would begin something like, "Once upon a time, there were bears or pigs or some other animal. There was a pit of writhing snakes. And they had an adventure." And they would, all of this with an oboe in the background and a violin. And I would listen to the record and fall asleep. And I would never hear the end of the story. because I don't think the point was the end of the story, or maybe even the story itself, but the sounds of the voices and the popping and the clicking of the actual record going round and round in my room. I could look at it. I could not see the people, but I could hear them. Click, click, click. I put together a record for you to fall asleep to. What if I don't get to the end of your record, Hardy? Well, I'm not saving anything until the end. There's no punchline or moral. There's no payoff. This isn't a Shaggy Dog story that ends in a pun. The pun is not worth waiting for. The pun is the whole thing. You taste a little, you've tasted a lot. Oh, yes, this is a bowl of mustard or something. But what if I don't finish it? It might just make you ill. The point is to drink until you're full, not to drink the whole punch bowl. I've made a story record for you. It begins when I was a young child. I would lie in my bed, and first of all, I would have to fight all the smells. I had a strong sense of smell, and with that, a strong sense of memories, and along with that, a strong sense of intrusive memories. I couldn't forget things, and they would play over in my mind, and they were triggered by things like smells and sounds and sights and records. My mother would come into my room. Put on the record for me, Mama. I want to hear it. I remember just one night, a warm summer night, I lie there in my bed trying to think, is it lay there, lied there, lay, what am I doing? I recline supine upon my bed. I called my bed Lounge. I know that's an interesting name for a bed. Has a proper name. As if my bed's name is Lounge, like Lounge Smith or something. Oh, a Lounge Smith. If you have not decided on a career yet, if you're young, I recommend Lounge Smith. One who forges lounges. There's going to be a call for it in the future. So this was a hot summer day. There were frogs going, like tree frogs going, but I couldn't find a sound effect for it. So what you're going to hear are Japanese cicadas. But it's the same sort of thing. You know, it's nighttime, and my mother came in and put this record on for me. And I think you're going to like it. And this is the record my mama played.
That must be stone.
Mama!
Be stone. Be stone. Be stone. Stone.
Mama!
Stone.
Mama!
I thought it'd help, you
know. Oh, come on.
Can I have a story record, please?
You know Mama has to practice her scratching.
Olibon, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Olibon was a lost young child who lived in a cave high above the forest. Olibon would stand on the ledge of the cave's mouth and look at the lush green blanket of treetops. They imagined the clouds were more blankets, and that the whole world was tucked into a bed, and that Olibon was their benevolent sovereign who watched over them from their palace high atop the sacred mountain. But it wasn't a palace, and Olibon was as poor as anyone could be. There were bears they knew of that had more, for Olibon didn't even have a stash of berries now, and it was becoming clearer every moment that they would have to climb down from the safety of the cave into the dark and dangerous forest below. They would have to explore under the covers, under the bed.
My mother would put on story records so I'd fall asleep. And I would fall asleep, so I'd never hear the end of the story. Now, when I'm driving, I listen to stories to stay awake. And believe me, when you miss the end of a story, you're not missing anything.
Degrees, but we have an expected high later in the day of a balmy 81.
Prohabidab on the Atlantic coast of Probabis in Dieterland. Here, the oral tradition has lingered on. Storytellers recite epics the lengths of the great Dudap from memory. But the speakers of the old tongue are few now, and monolingual ones even fewer. But Malt Abbas, who has lived on the island of Fasolt all his life, speaks the ancient language of Probabis. Professor Gary Lipp from the University of Dieterland has recorded and translated much of Malt Abbas's poetry, which resonates with the mysteries of the echoes of the past.
All right, student, friends.